Hey, boys and girls, it's 3 o'clock, and you know what time that is. Giddy up. Sorry about that. I was on the wrong auxiliary. That's because I don't have my tech man here. All right, 3:02 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up for the Foo Fighters.
Run and tell all of the angels. This could take all night. Think I need a devil to help me get things right. Hook me up a new revolution. Last one die. Now look into the sky.
toenails are pretty, fingernails are good. Seems that all I ever wanted was a marking.
Yes, there you go, boys and girls. The double shot of the Foo Fighters, as we do every week here on the Giddy Up. We start with a double shot of the Foo Fighters because how else are you going to start the Giddy Up? No other way. We've done it since we've been on the air. 6 years. That's right. Anyways, that, of course, was Other Side, and that was This Is a Call. And those were, you know, great Foo Fighters songs. They will be, actually, at Fenway this, I'm going to say June, at Fenway this summer. So anyway, so that was your double shot, and it's 3:11 in the afternoon on this sixth day of February. Long day for me. I am DJ Pauly B at your service, reporting for duty. Anyways, the funny man is on location. Actually, he's tied up in work, so he may call in, which would be great, because then we could get some banter going. But if he doesn't, just sit back, relax, and listen to the melodic rock and roll music that that DJ Pauly B will bring you, of course. And it's 32 degrees in the beautiful, lovely state of Medford, Mass. And, of course, I will bring you, you know, some, maybe a five-day forecast coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned for that. And, yeah, it doesn't look too good, actually. But, like I said, you know, oh, wait a minute. You know what? Let me do this. For some reason, today is, what is it? I like to do this because it's silly, but that's just me. Actually, I'll do it next segment. like I said, sit back, relax. You know, there won't be any banter, unfortunately, because the funny man's not here. And when he's here, though, insanity ensues. And I want to apologize for that little snafu at the beginning of the program. The funny man is our tech guy here at the Giddy Up, and he makes sure all my bells and whistles are all set in place, you know. And, you know, I just loaf around and watch him work pretty much. And I just play the music. I'm just kidding. But he's great at making sure everything is all set. Anyways, so we're going to get back to some more music. And I'll be back and hopefully, you know, I can entertain you for the next couple hours. I'm sure I can, especially if you love rock and roll music. I guarantee goddamn tea that you will love what I'm going to play. And that show before us, James, he played some great music as well. And I dig it. I thought I was the only one on this station that played rock and roll, which is, you know, obviously, hey, say no more. Anyways, all right, 3:13 in the afternoon. I'm going to get to some music. And I will be right back. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO.
How long will I slide or separate my side? I don't believe it's been slitting my throat aside.
say, lady, you got the love I need. Maybe more than enough. Oh, darling, 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 walk a while with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much.
Over the hills and far away, where I'd like to be right now. Some Zeppelin for you right there. And, of course, before that was Sponge with Plowed. Love that song. And before that was the Red Hot Chili Peppers to The Funny Man, The Other Side. Since it's Tuesday, for some reason, years ago, we both had Tuesday off. And every Tuesday, for some reason, we would hear that song, which was crazy. every Tuesday. Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls, 3:30 in the afternoon. It is 32 degrees out in the beautiful state of Medford, Mass. Now the sun's out. It was just overcast for quite a while. And it actually, we had some sprinkles of snow earlier. And I'll get to the week weather. I can't say, I'm used to saying weekend weather. But I'll go right up to the weekend, maybe even a little further, because you know me, I like to attempt it. I like to go over the edge sometimes, at least 1 foot. Anyways, Right now, what I'm going to do is attempt to do the shout-outs. Now, of course, that is the funny man's expertise, but I hope I can do it, him justice by these shout-outs. But anyways, you know, this is a part of the show where we appreciate you boys and girls that listen in to the Giddy Up. So here we go. Some new likes from a couple weeks ago. Oops, sorry. Which is Cara Vitalik and Renee Ferrazzani. And, of course, leading off is our favorite listener. Well, our longest listener, I should say, Jennifer Kantorzynski. Lead 'em. Dawn Chase, who better be listening in. DJ Kala D, we miss you. And Eric Wilson. Mon Kim at Mon Trans, love you. Chet Johnson, who, my stepdad, who is probably gambling still at Twin Rivers when I talked to him earlier. Dave Struff Alufagus. And like I said, on my post earlier, we will be having a major announcement soon. And actually, the Struffolino has a lot to do with it, so I'll just leave it at that. But stay tuned for that. You boys and girls aren't going to want to miss that. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry. My sister Chrissy. And Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield. You guys, you want a great breakfast, great brunch, brunch, lunch? I'm telling you, the best around. If you're in Wakefield, you have to hit the Chuck Wagon. Giddy up. Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel from 10 to 12 on Friday nights. And I actually listened in, and he does a live show where you can go on Facebook and actually watch him. And he gives everybody shout-outs that are watching in on him. I watched his whole show Friday night. Actually, I've been on his show. But he gives you shout-outs, and he plays great music. You know, old-school baby-making music and old-school disco, funk. You know, it's nice. It's nice to hear. You know, just like my show. You know, you don't hear too much old school rock and roll, you know, some classic rock. So, anyways, tune into his show Friday nights, 10 to 12. Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, who just happened to be on the Time Tunnel on Friday night with Chase Carson. And Old School Steve will be here soon, and he plays the greatest old disco music. You think you're at Narcissus in Kenmore Square. He plays great, great old music. Leah Hall. I'll play something for Leah in a little while. Another one of our oldest listeners. I don't mean old because she's old, but she's been out with us from the beginning. And we love her. Eddie Riley. Picking up the trash in Medford. Matt Fisher. Danny Martinetti. Of the Lounge. That's Saturday nights, I believe, from 9 to 11. I have to check out the new schedule to make sure that's correct. But I think he does alternating shows. So check out Danny. He plays great music as well. Old school. There's a lot of old, you know, not a lot, but there's a few old school. And that would be myself, Chase, Danny. We stick to the old school, you know, because you don't hear it anymore on the radio. So anyways, Saturday nights from 9 to 11. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, who used to be our weatherman on the show, and I don't know, he fell off the face of the cloud. But we'd love to have him back. Anytime you want, Breeze, if you're listening in, anytime. You can call in and do the weather, because I'm going to do the weather later, and it just, it's not the same. I must say, you add a little flavor to the weather, no matter if it's bad or not. Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody, Phil Fleming, Dorothy Ambruzzi Hebert, sorry about that, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn of the stopped construction of the Wynn Hotel. Isn't that something? In Everett, there's going to be a half hotel built. That's just insane. I mean, I don't know what's going to go on with that, but they've stopped construction. I drove by a couple times today, actually, and just this week alone. It's a shame. It's a damn shame. All right. Mary Canavan, Jim and the Kids on the yellow number 93 bus. Marcin Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, one of my besties. Love her. Frankie, the mustache of Medford, in Bergamo, who I haven't talked to him in a little bit, maybe almost a month, but he's been on the show quite a few times, and we'd love to have him back. I'm gonna give him a call and talk to him later. Denise Fioretti Mamelet, one of my oldest and dearest friends from back in the day, and now she's a Mamelet, so we love her and she listens in, you know, which is great. But look at this, I'm on my second one because I'm talking in between. I'm letting you know the people that listen in, which is good. It's a get to know. It's not a dating site, but it's a get to know. Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, my boy, just had a birthday actually last week. Peg Conair Crow, who I graduated with and is now the Ward 1 counselor of Malden. Big Jack and Janice. Cookie, Bill Cookie Monster. My brother. Christine Fantasia. She's fantasiastic. Buddy Nicole and Chloe. Bob and Gigi Messina. Irish Eddie. Jen. And my niece, Rhiannon. Yeah, maybe I'll play some Rhiannon for my Rhiannon today. Christina Papalotto. We love her. We love the Papalottos. Love the Papalotto. She is also one of our original listeners. We love you, Christina. Ricky Cummings and the Dirty E. I don't have to get into that. Mark Gayhart. Amy D. Domenico. Domenico. Ooh. A little tongue twister. John Abbas Buckley. Brian Scurio. Adam McLean, who I used to work with at the Peabody Marriott. Bonnie Termash. My stepsis. Elaine Ivory Allen. That's a cool name. EIA is her initials. EIA. It's almost like that song from the Three Stooges. Gail Bracken. My brother, Russ LeBlanc, who I graduated with. Nicole Bisson. Lisa Sweetsa. Debbie Delish. Hope you're doing well, hon. Gail Snow. Eddie McKinnon. Rocco Scally of the Bread Family. Joanne Riddle. I am DJ Flex. He has a show, not here, but it's on once a week. I will have to contact him to see exactly what, so I can inform you people. He plays really good music as well. Johnny Pierce. Yeah. Big John Pierce. Tammy Clegg. Ramon Lopez from the Lopez clan. Mike Mangan. Charlie McCarthy. Sweet Colleen Shea, who will, in March, I believe, or maybe this month, will be joining us on a few shows. Maybe permanently, we don't know. It depends on her work schedule, but she is funny. I grew up with her, and she is hilarious. Amy Giamarco Moquin. Get Paul Rizzo, I said. Paul Rizzo, my brother. Jennifer Smith. Manef. Andrew Brandt. And J.P. Brandt. Rebecca Rose Casserly. Pam Bridge. Danelle Santa Lucia. Bobby Colburn. Kelly Vigna. Sylvia Gray. I miss you, Herman. Gray Herman now because she just got married a little while ago. Boston Jackie, who we miss always. Jennifer Palazzo. And last but not least, Amy Harrison Gambino from the Gambino family. So those are your shout outs for this sixth day in February 2018. I hope I did it justice. I'm sure I didn't. Because no one does it like the funny man. Anyways, you guys want to hear anything, you're more than welcome to call the station, which the number is 855-915-9636. That spells out WMFO. If you only have a phone with letters and no numbers. And you can call me, or like I said, just go on my Facebook. I think I have it pulled up, or I will pull it up and make sure that I get it. You know, just send me a message or post it. So today is, it's kind of a lame day. It's National Frozen Yogurt Day. And like I said, it's a lame day. You know why? It's National Lame Duck Day. I have no idea what that means. Nor do I want to. Unless they're talking about some of Brady's passes on Sunday. I'm not quite sure. Because he threw some ducks. And by the way, for all you Patriots fans out there, if you listen to the show enough, you know I'm not really a Patriots fan, but when my team, the Bills, don't make it to the playoffs, which is actually quite often, it's been way too often, more than not, I do root for the Patriots. I mean, why wouldn't I? You know, I live in Boston, and that's all I hear about, so. But, I'm sure you all watched Sunday. They lost the Super Bowl on Sunday. Yeah. I felt bad. I did. But, hey, the Eagles really took it to them. They had their number on Sunday. They knew what they were doing. And I don't know. I don't know if this dynasty is over. I think it is. There seems to be tension in the Patriot organization. There really does seem to be. More and more is coming out every day. So I guess stay tuned for that. Hopefully not. I mean, I know you're going to lose your defensive and offensive coordinator. I don't know if Belichick will be back. Who knows? But Brady plans on coming back, I believe. So if I had to pick one that I think would go first, it would be Belichick, to be honest with you. So anyways, all right, we'll get back to 3:44, almost 3:45 in the afternoon. Get back to some awesome rock and roll, of course, like we always do. And I don't know, I'll come back, I don't know, try to look up some interesting facts, I guess, if I can. Okay, this is a little heart for you. And you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5. Come on. There you go. WMFO in Medford, Boston. We'll be right back.
Hey, baby, I'm talking to you. Stop WMFO Medford.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Yes, that's right, kids. Remember that message. Schools, not prisons. I used to go to a prison school, though, years ago. Yeah, it was fun. But I'm just kidding. Anyways, that was your PSA for today. I did have another one lined up, which is...